This is the Cube, where just 7 games stand between you and £250,000. These games are simple, but when played inside the Cube, everything changes.
Have you got what it takes to beat the Cube? Welcome to a special edition of the Cube. Tonight, stars from Coronation Street will be playing for charity. Has the daily drama of life on the street prepared them for the pressures inside the Cube? Let's find out and meet our first contestant, Ryan Thomas!
Well, I was all right till I seen the Cube, and I'm very nervous now, yeah.
Well, I've got to ask you the questions. You are Ryan Thomas. Whereabouts are you from, Ryan?
I'm from Manchester, Salford.
And what do you do for a living?
I work on Coronation Street playing Jason Grimshaw.
OK, and who have you brought with you?
Well, I've brought my brother, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, you.
And Britain's favourite lesbians, Sasha and Brooke.
Welcome, ladies. Lovely to see you.
Hi.
You're playing for charity tonight. Yes. Who's your charity?
I'm a patron for Christie's. My mum worked there. It's close to my family. Coronation Street, I've a big part of Christie's Hospital. So, yeah, that's my charity for tonight, Christie's.
Very fantastic. Well, we hope you take a lot of money out of the Cube. We need to start right at the very beginning. Game one is for £1,000. And this is what's inside the Cube.
Whilst blindfolded, you must pass between the two laser beams running across the cube without any part of your body breaking either of them. The mask will cause you to feel disorientated, making this more difficult than it seems. So, Ryan, how confident are you?
This is a new game.
This is crazy, but last night, Sasha was at my house and we put a football sock round my eyes and was blindfolded.
What you do in your own time?
Let me finish. And we had chairs and I was sort of going over them and doing it and I didn't do too well, so I am quite worried about it.
You have 9 lives. At this stage, the Cube will give you a simplifier. You can make a game easier if you are struggling. For £1,000, enter the Cube. So there you are. You are inside the Cube for the first time. How does that feel, Ryan?
I'm in a goldfish bowl, actually. Comes to mind.
You ready to have a go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
OK. Snap that mask on. Pop it on your head. If you're ready, Cube, switch on the laser! There they are.
OK.
All you need to do is to step through those lasers without breaking them. You can go whenever you want. Perfect. You have £1,000.
Yes.
Now, because this is a charity game, you get to keep that £1,000, but we don't want it to end there. Game two is for £2,000. And this is what's inside the Cube.
accelerate. When you press the button, the ball will be released and the pins either side of the target zone will drop. You must hold the button down until the ball is in the target zone. Release the button to make the pins come up again. The ball must be in the target zone to succeed. You'll need to be quick, Ryan. Are you up to the challenge?
What are your thoughts looking at that?
I wanted a ball game, but not that one.
Well, you are in amazing shape. You've got 9 lives. You've got your Simplify. The cube will now give you a trial run, so you could go and try it if you wanted to. You want to have a word with your team?
Sure, yeah. Go in there and do it first time?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I'm just going to go straight in.
Straight in. For £2,000, enter the cube.
OK, thank you.
Everything sort of happens quite quickly.
OK.
When you're ready, press the button, release the ball.
Oh! 8 lives remaining.
That was close. Thoughts?
Gutted.
I think you're being a little hard on yourself here.
Yeah, no, I just want to, you know, keep a good record at doing it first time on every game I play.
You couldn't have been closer. That front pin just caught the ball. Then you can do that again. Another centimetre, and you're in the money. Whenever you're ready, you go for it.
Seven lives remaining.
Same again.
You're just going so fast.
Nice and calm, nice and relaxed. You know what you've got to do. Go when you're absolutely ready. There's no rush.
Six lives remaining.
You've got to trust yourself to leave it just that little bit longer.
Now I am gutted.
You need to relax about it now. You know how fast it's going. You are really, really close. Just trust yourself.
OK.
Good luck. This is the one.
Five lives remaining.
Bounced off the top. It did exactly the same thing again.
So difficult.
How many times do you hear us say nothing is easy inside the cube?
And I'll believe it. Okay.
All right.
Come on.
Good luck.
Remaining.
You do still have your Simplify.
You need it to change.
No, I'm gonna have one more go. Just one more go.
Go when you're ready.
Remaining.
You don't want to let your pride get in the way and go out on one game. I think we'll take a break.
Started well, losing no lives on your first game, but you struggled with Accelerate, losing 6 lives. With just 3 lives left, will you decide to Simplify now or risk losing even more lives?
Ryan, because she is a simplifier. If it changes, it might just make you feel a bit more comfortable.
The next game could be something that you're really good at.
Trust us.
Okay. I'll say the word, I want this task simplified.
Cube, please simplify the game.
The target zone has been increased.
By 50%. So the ball will be in that red zone for longer. Good luck.
If I don't get it now, how all the boys watching it back home, they're going to be absolutely annihilating me.
You have £2,000. The money starts to go up steeply now. Game three is for £10,000, and this is what's inside the cube.
Time, three. You must estimate the duration of 10 seconds. Press the button to start the clock and press it again when you think 10 seconds have elapsed. You have a 1 second margin of error from 9.5 to 10.5 seconds. This game is for £10,000. So, Ryan, can you perform under pressure?
Just counting to 10 for £10,000. Feeling good about this?
Sasha, I don't know what's going on, but this is another one in the dressing room we've just been practicing. And I've never got it right once.
What?
I know.
On average, it takes 1.1 lives. You've got three, and you still have your trial run.
If you didn't mess up so many times in the dressing room, I won't be worried.
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't either.
You did mess up a bit, right?
You just can't count. You just
get faster and faster. Doesn't make sense.
In live television, we get counted backwards a lot.
All the time, yeah.
10, 9, 8, 7.
Come on.
You're going in?
Yeah, yeah, going in.
He's going in. Decision made. Thank you. You go when you're ready. You looked to be at absolutely the right speed, and it looked to me like you pressed it when you said six.
You can't hit me. Six.
I have no clue whether or not you're right.
You know, I haven't got a clue myself, to be honest with you.
And you may have done this. You may have done this. Q, show me the time.
Two lives remaining.
We're counting terrible.
You have two lives remaining.
Okay.
You ready? Good luck.
That felt close. I think it went over. Don't like a look on your face, though. Don't like a look on your face at all. It's like the look your mum gives you when you've done something wrong.
Let's see. Q, show us the time.
Don't give me 8.
Oh.
1 life remaining.
I hate to say this. This is a £10,000 count. One life remaining. You gotta nail it in this one. You are literally counting to 10 for £10,000.
Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
I think that was pretty damn close.
Go on, let's just see it.
Did you just get 10 grand for your charity? Show us the time. Yes. Ready for this?
What?
You have £10,000.
Yes!
Game four is for £20,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Cylinder. You must bounce the ball into the cylinder. It can only bounce once before it reaches the target. And you may stand anywhere within the cube. It's bouncing a ball for £20,000. So, Ryan, how's your aim?
Well, this is bouncing a ball into a bucket for £20,000. Hold the thought, and we'll see what he does right after the break.
Ryan, you must bounce the ball into the cylinder. It can only bounce once before it reaches the target. You have your trial run, but just one life left. So, Ryan, are you willing to take it on for £20,000?
Well, this is bouncing a ball into a bucket for £20,000. You've got a very, very difficult decision to make. On average, this takes 4.3 lives.
Oh.
You've got one and a trial run.
Out of all the tasks I've done, I would enjoy doing this one the most. I really do want to have a go, but then if I get it, I've got some thinking to do.
Do you want to take it a step at a time?
I want to try it. I want the trial run at it, definitely.
Trial run?
Yeah.
All right, let's get you in for the trial run, then, in that case. Great thing is, you don't have to count. Enter the queue. You can stand wherever you like. In there.
I know you said go near, but honestly, when I'm here now...
Right, say that
again. Okay, I understand what you're saying, but that, getting to there, if I stand further back, I feel more confident.
Just do what you think's best, bro, honestly. If she's not in the cube, is she? So it's up to us.
So do.
Yeah, when you're ready.
I'm so nervous.
That was pretty, pretty close.
Do you know what? I think I could get it as well. That's the worst of it. But then I said, no, I'm not doing it. And, no.
One shot, one chance, you bounce that ball and it goes in. How's that going to feel? £20,000.
You can't say that to me, Phil.
Or you bounce that ball and you miss and you leave here and you've got £1,000 where you did have 10. How's that going to feel?
Do it.
If you don't make it, I'm not going home with you on the train, no way.
You have to be absolutely sure that you can bounce that ball into that bucket in one. You have to be absolutely sure.
I'm sure of myself, but I'm not playing around with someone's money. I can't do that. I can't do it. I'm not going to do it.
Coming out?
Yeah.
Coming out. You so wanted to have a go.
If it was my money, then maybe a different story, but it's not.
Tell me your charity again.
Christie's Hospital.
You are going to see them with a cheque for £10,000.
I've got a goosebump, but it's amazing.
Well done. Amazing. Very good. You didn't beat the queue, but you will take £10,000 from it. What a pleasure. What a roll. Ryan, let's meet our next Corey contestant, Julie Hesman-Halsh.
Welcome.
We nearly snogged then.
We did do well.
That would have been worth the whole experience.
Snog on the queue. So, welcome, Julie Hesman-Halsh.
Thank you very much.
You are from where?
Originally from Accrington in Lancashire and now just outside Manchester.
What do you do for a living?
I play Hayley Cropper in Coronation Street.
And who have you brought with you this evening?
Oh, I brought a whole shower of them. My special advisors tonight are going to be my lovely husband, Ian.
Hi, Ian.
My lovely friend, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Andy Oliver, friend of mine.
Brilliant.
And another Ian on the end there.
Welcome, all of you. Lovely to see you. What makes you think you've got what it takes to beat the queue?
A lot of enthusiasm.
Yeah?
And a real, real love for the charity that I'm raising money for.
What is the charity?
It's called Maundy Relief, and it's a tiny little charity in my hometown of Accrington, and they provide food, shelter, counselling advice, unconditionally for anyone in need.
So the money would be massively helpful.
Every penny will help them. They get no funding at all.
It's game one. It's for £1,000. And this is what's inside the queue.
Memory flash. Julie, a number of red squares will flash up on the floor for just half a second. You must count how many there are. The speed at which the squares flash up will mean you have to rely on your photographic memory to visualize how many squares appear.
There's your first game. What do you think?
I'm a little bit nervous, obviously, but I think it should be okay. I'm used to learning lines. So I
good memory.
Good short-term memory, yeah.
You have 9 lives. The cube gives you a simplify here. So are you ready to play?
Bring it on.
Good. Bring it on. Best of luck, Julie.
Thank you.
Here we go. Into the cube. How do you feel now you're in there?
It's a bit stark. Yeah. With a few knickknacks.
You tell me when you're ready to start and the cube will play the game.
Okay. Ready.
Cube, play the game. It's quick, isn't it?
Really quick.
So do you think you've got your number?
It is a guess. I'm going to say 10.
Cube, is she right or wrong?
Eight lives remaining.
Okay,
so you've lost a life, that's not a problem. When you play it again, it'll be the same amount, so you know it's not 10 this time.
Don't say 10 again.
Don't say 10 again, it won't be 10. Tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
Cube, play the game. You look a bit more confident this time.
9.
Happy with 9?
Yeah.
Cube, is she right or wrong? Yes! Yeah! Well done. Whatever happens this evening, you have £1,000 for your charity.
Invert. You must turn all 15 cylinders over within 12 seconds, using only one hand. They must all be upstanding when the time is up, or you will lose a life. You'll need to be fast, and your movements controlled. So, Julie, do you want to play for £2,000?
Looks simple enough.
It might be one of those deceptively simple ones.
You are in great shape. You've got 8 lives. You've got your Simplify. The keep will now give you your trial run. What are you going to do, Julie?
I'm going to go for it.
Straight in!
Yeah.
Into the queue.
Thank you.
So it's 15 cylinders in 12 seconds. Tell me when you're ready.
Yeah.
The cube will play the game. Ready?
Yeah, I think I am.
Cube, play the game. Go, 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 go.
Seven lives remaining.
It has to be down. So it was a fumble, wasn't it?
Yes. I had a little false start and a little fumble over there.
So you
story of my life.
Good luck, you tell me when you're ready.
Thank you. Okay, I'm ready.
Cube, play the game. Go, 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 go.
Four, three, two, one.
You have £2,000. So this is where the money starts to go up steeply now, because game three is for £10,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Capture. A ball will be launched from the corner of the cube. You must stand with both feet behind the line and catch the ball in the cylinder. This game is for £10,000. But Julie, can you catch?
Just a catching game. Do you practice anything like this?
Yeah, yesterday on location, we were in a very cold church and I got people throwing hand warmers at me. I was all right. I was all right.
You are in great shape as you stand here. You've got 7 lives, you've got your trial run, you've got your Simplify.
Yeah.
It's for £10,000, so that's big money now for your charity.
Yeah.
What sort of a difference would that make?
Well, at the moment, we're trying to build a special centre for elderly people in Accrington and beyond, and £10,000 would pretty much make it disabled accessible, so that would be an amazing amount to get.
Right then, what are you going to do?
I'm going to go for it.
Straight in?
Yeah.
If you're ready, enter the cube.
Thank you.
I can't see any fear in your eyes at the moment. And I've seen it before.
Best acting I've ever done.
You tell me when you're ready and the cube will start the game.
I'm ready.
Cube? Start the game.
Six lives remaining.
Oh, that was so close.
Yeah. It just shocks you, it just makes you jump a bit, so it's quite You know, yes.
Hold it at the top, Julie. Hold it so you catch
near
it
to the top.
Yeah, like you're catching something. So not near the bottom of the vase, up the top on the red.
Thank you.
You tell me when you're ready and the cube will play the game.
Okay.
Cube, play the game.
Five lives remaining.
I'm going to simplify. I think, I think we'll simplify because I don't want to mess around now.
OK. Cube, please simplify the game.
The diameter of the container has been increased.
So you've got a bigger pot.
Yeah, that's great. More like a bucket, less like a test tube. That's...
Are you ready?
Right, I'm ready.
Cube, play the game.
Shown a path just once for 5 seconds. You must memorize it and then travel the route without stepping off the path. Each correct square you step into will turn green. An incorrect move will cost you a life and mean a return to the start. You've said your memory is good, Julie, but is it good enough to gamble for £20,000?
Now, this is tricky because I believe the cube is tempting you. All you've got to do here is to learn a path. But of course, you have your £10,000. You could double that now. You have 5 lives and you still have your trial run. Are you tempted by this?
Yes. And I still didn't think I would be, but yeah, I am tempted by it. But I've got my mum's voice in my head saying, "No, don't play silly beggars."
Do you want to have a word over here?
Well, obviously, I've got to do the trial run.
Do the trial run.
And you know what? A great sense of direction I've got, love. We never fall out in car, do we?
Even with a sat-nav.
No, my sense of direction is really terrible, way below average. Mm-hmm. But I'll do a trial run.
Yeah.
I'm nothing to lose. Trial run.
So for your trial run, good luck and enter the queue.
Thank you. OK, I'm ready.
Cube, show us the path. When you're ready. If you had the opportunity to do that 5 more times, would you be able to find your way to that square?
Tis.
I so didn't want to be in this position.
What are you going to do now? It's a massive decision. Tell us right after this short break.
First three games, you lost four lives and your Simplify. Now you face Pathfinder. But having failed your trial run, are you going to take the risk and play for £20,000?
Now you have a very tough decision to make. And if you say yes now, you're committed. And that will be 20 or your £1,000 for your charity. So your mum saying no.
Don't play silly games.
Yes. Now this path that you'll see now will be a different path than the one that we showed you for the trial run.
Yeah.
You tell me when you're ready.
Yep.
20,000. Go on, Hugh.
Right. Come on. Yeah. Come on, everybody. Come on.
Relax. Pay attention. Okay. I'm ready.
Cube, show us the path.
All the way down, back down there,
OK. Go for it when you're ready.
OK.
Yep, go for it.
So I'm just going to have to guess now. Did it go red when I went on this? Oh!
Two lives remaining.
Oh, God. Oh, this is bad.
Shut your eyes and see if you can picture that pattern.
Do you know what it's like for him now, don't you? Okay.
So, you know those first four?
Yeah. Yeah, I know the first four. Okay? Okay.
Go for it. Right, happy there. Now, where would you go now, do you think? Now, there, now, this is where it got really tricky.
Yes, it
did. Isn't it?
It did.
Yeah! pattern beginning to come back to you a little bit now?
A little bit.
Yeah?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm sorry, everyone. I know this is horrible for you.
Maybe that pattern is back in your head, and maybe you should trust your instincts.
I really felt like it went in that way. I really felt like, so I feel like I need to do that to get
in. Do what?
Oh,
one life remaining.
Back to the beginning. This is your last life between you and £20,000 for your charity and £1,000 for your charity. Remember the path. Slow a little bit. Don't go mad.
Circular bar from one end to the other without the two making contact. The game starts when the disc leaves the red safe zone. You'll need a steady hand, Julie, but can you keep your cool when playing for £50,000?
What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm very well known for my nerves of steel. And my steady hand, Philip, yeah? So I'll...
Certainly not your centre direction.
So, yeah, maybe I might... what do you think, guys? So,
Ian, what would you say?
If she does it, it'll be the end of our marriage.
Hello. Drew, we're so proud of you. You've done fantastically well.
Thank you. I hope that transforms your amazing charity. You've been great
really
fun,
will.
Julie. Thank you very much indeed. You didn't beat the cube, but you will take £20,000 from it.
Thank you.
Stars have taken on the cube. They haven't beaten it, but they've taken some money out of it. The question is, if you were here, if you were there, could you beat the cube?